am broken, I am encouraged. Been cut down and I'm lifted up. I feel love when I'm in harvest word, assembly.
Welcome to Harvest Word Assembly.
Let your word bring life. Let this word find expression in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I have just 10 minutes to share with you. I want you to pay attention. And please turn quickly with me to the book of Genesis chapter 28. And I read from verse 10 to 15. Genesis 28, 10 to 15. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba, went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there at night, all night, because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamt, and behold, a ladder was set up on the heads, and it reached to heaven. And there the angel of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, God of Abraham your father, the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give you and your descendants. Also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south, and in you, in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Praise the Lord. I want to say to you this morning, how long will it take you to strike your generation? Jacob was a man destined to do great things. You know, the Bible said when the mother had their pregnancy, they were struggling. They were struggling in the womb. And the mother inquired of the Lord told him, you have two great nations inside of you. You are carrying two great destiny. As I speak to you, seated here, you are great destiny. You are great destiny. The seed inside of you is great. But how long will it take you to strike your generation? How long will it cause you to align yourself with God's purpose and plans for your life? Jacob, he said, and he was going, you know what? How he embarked on this journey? He was running from his brother. Because Esau was prepared to destroy him. I don't know why you are in Lagos. I don't know why, how come you came to Lagos or what you are doing here. But I want you to know, the journey you have embarked upon, why the sun is set. It said the sun set upon him and he could not continue. And he chose to lie down on that very place, Beersheba. And the Bible said, when Jacob slept that night, he dreamt. And he saw the ladder from the earth. And it reached heaven. Hallelujah. From here. It's not from heaven. From here. Hallelujah. The ladder wasn't set from heaven and it reached heaven. From the earth and it reached to heaven. Are you with me? So he said, and Jacob chose to continue on the journey that he prepared for himself. God told him, behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, introducing himself to Jacob. I have introduced myself to your fathers. Yet I'm saying to you, I am the Lord, God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land in which you are in. What is land? Whatever it is you are doing is your land. You have a profession. You have a thing you are doing, business you are doing. You have a career you are pursuing. That's your land. He said, the land in which you are in, you will what? Possess, and you become great. But here is a man. Why God was saying this to him, Jacob still feels he has to go on his own journey. I'm saying to you this morning, how long will it take you to strike your generation? After going for 20 years, he wasted a lot of time. He went on his own. He wasted much time before coming back to what God has told him. So we want to do so many things. We are attracted to so many things. We want to pursue this
You know, I don't know those things too much.
All right. There are so many. That's the way we play our life. But God is saying to you here, can you give me attention? I want to make you great in life. I need you. A ladder has been set. Can you come along with me? I want to take you to an height that any man that promised you a future can only take you to where he has only gotten to. No man can take you beyond his own level. It's only God that can take you beyond. God can take you from a merry clay and set you among the princes. Can you give him attention? Hallelujah. Can you just give God a space in your heart? Have you given your life to Christ and you are not serious? They still drag you, they still pursue you here and there. Be dedicated, be committed, do something for God. And yet, you are still going your own way like Jacob. I tell you, don't waste your life. Come along with him to strike your generation. People are waiting for you. It's your time to do what? To manifest. It's your time to strike your own generation. And God says something. I will be concluding here. He said, verse 15. Said, behold. What does it mean to behold? If you don't behold, you cannot see. Behold, woe, look at it clearly. Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go. And I will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until there's something God is set to do. He said, I will not leave you until I do what? I have done what I have spoken to you. I believe God that many so several prophetic words must have come from this altar. Can you take God by his word? Can you believe him for what he has told you? He has said so many things into your life. Can you believe God? Can you give him a space? It's your time to strike your generation. Don't waste your time running around. When I say don't waste your time running around, I'm not telling you, know some people that they are fond of. I'm not the kind that like preaching church. Hallelujah. Don't run to. When I say don't waste your time running around, don't assume. He said, no, it's very wrong for you to assume and say don't run away from this church. Abby, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying something here. If indeed you know it in your heart that God is set to do something in your life, and the man of God here, they have ministered to you, you have been ministered, you have given your life to Christ, that is the ultimate. Develop a close relationship with him. You know, before Jacob, before the son, he said, and verse 32, he said, and when he left Laban, you know how, you know all the story, don't let me bother you with all those things. When he left and he was leaving, and they said his brother Jacob was coming, Esau was coming to attack him, he said he separated himself, he went alone to God to pray. Our brother this morning was talking about prayer. He prayed and they said, what is your name? The issue, the matter in his life, the son that was set upon him, that is, and he said, after he prayed, and he said, and the son rise again. Hallelujah. The son said that kept him somewhere. Jacob went from Beersheba and went to Haran. I'm reading verse 10. So he came to a certain place. In your life, maybe you are in a certain place that the sun has set. A certain place that the sun sets. But yet, this is a man that the sun must rise again. And one thing happened, because why the sun set, he could not see. Even despite that the sun set, God still introduced himself to him. But he refused to follow. He did not go to that ladder. What is the function of a ladder? It's for you to climb. Have you? To climb. The ladder was set to climb. Instead of him to climb, he walked away. Hallelujah. 32, he said, verse, chapter 32, verse 9, let me just read 29 and 30 to 31. He said, Then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him, and he leaned on his ear. Just as he left, the sun, remember, the sun set and the sun rose again. Why? When he prayed. Don't waste your life. Let your sun rise early enough in life. Don't waste 20 years before you strike your generation. Are you with me this morning? I'm trusting that God is going to lift you. God is going to cause there to be lifting in your life, and God is going to cause you to attain those things he has destined you to become. There is something God has written concerning you. Said it has been written concerning him in the volume of books. Jesus came to discover. He declared that, he said, it has been written concerning me. What is that thing that God has written concerning you? Hallelujah. Beloved, I will want to tell you this morning, how long will it take you to strike your generation? Shall we bow down our heads as we pray? Praise God. Can you just bow down your heads? Talk to God. How long will it cost you to strike your generation?